WLFE DB Radio.
Are you ready?
Live from the Metal Mayhem Studios in Rochester, New York.
We are gold.
And heard around the world by metalheads just like you. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Heavy metal music.
Your weekly dose of metal music, interviews, album reviews, news, and more.
Want to be part of the show?
Send us a message through our website,
MetalMayhemROC.com.
Or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Search Metal Mayhem ROC.
It's getting nice and heavy.
And now, welcome tonight's host, John the Vernomatic Verno.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the third week of October, better known as Rocktober, the preferred month of thrashers around the globe. As always, Thursday nights, brand new content drops. Visit the MetalMayhemROC.com website. There you'll find direct streaming links to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. Sign up for our email list. This is a chance for us to stay in touch with you, give you updates on new shows, merch promos, free giveaways. Do us a favor, download some past shows, and we have something new on there. It's the podchaser.com link. Now, this is a link where you go to podchaser.com, and you're able to leave a review or subscribe to the Metal Mayhem ROC podcast. Leave a review or give us a rating. That kind of stuff really helps. Just a reminder, Monday nights, I host the Metal Mayhem ROC live radio show. It's found right on thatmetalstation.com. It's an interactive show. There's a chat room. I'm spinning tunes. I take requests. And people are in this chat room talking with each other. It's global. There's people from all over the country, if not world, on any given Monday. It's a great way to bring your Metal Monday in for a landing. Tonight's show, we're visiting with an old friend. Has always been the voice of Armored Saint. Used to be the voice of Anthrax for about 10, 12 years. And had a short stint as the voice of the king, as in the Burger King guy. Let's welcome back to Metal Mayhem ROC, John Bush. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
That's funny that you say that. I was just informed by my agency, who I use for voiceover, that they were terminating everybody in their staff. So, and I do believe that includes me. The world of Hollywood could be ruthless. So one day you're the voice of Burger King making some good money, and the next day you're basically fired. But that's the way it is, man. Rock and roll has kept me humble.
That's right. How many of those Burger King spots did you do?
You know what, dude? If you include radio and television, I'd say I probably did over like 300 spots. Yeah, I did a lot. And it's When those checks come in, they're pretty nice, and when it ends, it's pretty sad. But everything comes to an end. It all does. It's just a matter of when. And it's kind of funny. Here's some trivia for you that the person's place I actually took was Billy Vera from Billy Vera and the Beaters. I don't know if you remember that group from like the 80s. He was like a kind of singer songwriter guy, and he does voiceover, and he still does voiceover. For I don't know if you have AMPM where you are, but AMPM is, big like a convenience store, and too much good stuff, and that's his voice, and I kind of took his job, so he probably doesn't like me very much, but he's still working, and right now I'm not, so he had the last laugh.
So the new release, the Symbol of Salvation Live, it's a CD DVD release. Tell us about it, John.
Yeah, it's great. We're real proud of it. It's a combination live record and DVD. And, we went out and toured doing the Symbol Salvation album in its entirety, which a lot of bands are doing these days with their, classic records, if you will. And that's kind of our cornerstone album. It kind of bridges our past to our future. There's a specialness to that album. And when we went out and did the tour, it was really fun and really became clear that how really amazing the record is, not to toot my own horn, but it's the truth. It's a great album because it's real diverse. It has a lot of different styles and vibes on the album, from heavy hitting songs like Rain of Fire and Tribal Dance and the title track to Last Train Home and Another Day and Tin Pass, which are a little bit more, epic type tunes. So it's a great album. It was really fun to do it live every night, and the fans loved it. And then we always had the intention of filming a lot of shows and actually recording the audio to a lot. And this is the results of that is coming out. The show is primarily from New York City. We had a couple bits and pieces from some other shows, but it's the primary show of New York, which was at the Gramercy Theater. And, it's a great gig. And, you hear some John Bush banter in between songs and talking a little bit about the origin of some of the songs and my stab at trying to be funny. And it was a cool night. And we wanted to make it feel like a live performance, and we wanted it to feel like, it was a show that you never really get to see before. Something that's, the fans are treated to something special, because it's, one thing about Armored Saint is, like, we don't want to ever feel like every show is kind of a repeat performance of the previous show. We really try to push ourselves in doing things differently and trying to mix up the set and stuff. Now, of course, this is different because this is Symbol of Salvation. And then the cool thing is we did a couple, we would do three songs from our first couple of records. That's how we started the show. And then we went into Symbol of Salvation, play the whole set. And then after that, we would do some other kind of rarity songs, or like we did a couple new songs, which at that time was the album Win Hands Down. So, the set kind of altered every night, but for the most part, it all centered kind of around Symbol of Salvation. But, as I said, it's something that we always kind of wanted to do, and we just never really got around to doing it until recently. But, like I said, I'm real proud of this particular record being played in its entirety, because, like I said, it's really the record that I think a lot of people think is like our classic album. So
now there's some extras on here, throwing in some demo tracks and extras from the recording with the late great guitarist Dave.
Well, we did record. During that time, some songs didn't make the actual record because for whatever reason, perhaps they weren't up to par with some of the other material, and we thought they were cool tunes, but they just, they weren't able to make the record, but we still had them there in our catalog. And there was about four or five songs that we put out as songs that were on the Rarities record, not to the Old School. It came out in like 2001 and had all kinds of different stuff, some live songs, some songs from that era that were the actual demo versions of it, if you will, various things. But they never had been released on vinyl. So this is the first time the package is a combination of, the live record and the live DVD, and then also some of these bonus tracks that were from that era, and they were recorded on a four-track demo, it wasn't a four-track like you think of. It was literally a cassette four-track. That's how we recorded these in our rehearsal studio at the time. And, they have a nostalgic, cool feeling to them. But like I said, they didn't make the record. But this time, we're going to release them on vinyl, which they've never been on vinyl. Obviously, they came out on CD form back in the day on this Nod to the Old School album. But they never were actually on vinyl. So this is just another cool thing. The packaging that Metal Blade Records does is always amazing. They, on Win Hands Down, our previous record was great. The newest record, Punching the Sky, the packaging is awesome. And they really push it. I'm real proud of the way they do things. And the Symbol of Salvation project is no different. So it's really neat how Metal Blade does it.
Last time we talked, it was last fall. Punching the Sky had just come out. Great album. What's been going on since last fall? Obviously, the touring has been at a minimal.
Well, we finally have some shows that we're going to do, albeit it's not too many, but there's five on the West Coast that we're doing, supporting Black Label Society and Zach Wild. So that's going to be really fun. We have the utmost respect for Zach. He's pretty much a legend. And we got an opportunity to play some shows. So it's going to be fun. It's Reno, Nevada, and we're going to play San Francisco, and then we're going to do L.A., which is our hometown, of course. And we're playing the Wiltern Theater, which is an awesome venue. I was just there like 2 weeks ago seeing the band Gogo Bordello, which is a really cool band. And it's a great venue, been around since like the 30s, and it's just beautiful. And so we're playing there, and then we're also playing in San Diego, and then we're doing New Year's Eve supporting Zach in Phoenix, and that's going to be the way we're going to end 2021 here, at least for Armored Saint. So we're doing those, and that's going to be awesome. We're excited. We're pumped up. We haven't played. I mean, we did a live stream show back in October, and it was fun. You know, we tried to make the most of doing something, because of course at that time nobody was playing anywhere. Now shows have kind of resumed, certainly not in the way that they used to, but they've started to. So you know, we're excited about at least doing these gigs that are coming up, and then come 2022. Well, we have a tour we actually have planned, but I can't talk about it yet because it hasn't been announced. And if I announce it, I run the risk of us not getting the tour. I'm the first person talking about it. However, it's going to be cool. Unfortunately, it's not going to be till the end of the year, which sounds ridiculous because we're not even at the end of this year yet. But it'll be a great tour. It'll be a cool package with another band. Again, I can't speak of yet, but when people hear about it, they're going to be like, oh, that's going to be a great show. So I'm really excited about it. We're just going to have to wait around a bit longer for it to happen. But believe me, I want to play some gigs. I'm really, you know, especially the songs from Punching the Sky, because we really haven't played them live, you know. So it was weird putting out a record, making a record, and you know, the normal thing is you go out and you do shows, and we haven't done that, which I'm sure a lot of bands haven't. But you know, we want to. We are really fired up about playing some new songs live because they're still feeling fresh and like virgin territory yet, because we haven't played them. So it'll be cool when it happens.
Hey, John, can you at least share with me if it's going to be in the States?
Yeah, this tour will be in the States. It's supposed to be around the fall of next year. We want to do some dates. You know, we'd love to go to Europe again. I mean, because, you know, Armageddon has a great reputation and fan following in Europe. And we need to go back to Europe. And I want to go back to Europe because I love playing in Europe. We just don't know how that's going to kind of work itself out. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, Europe has some great festivals in the summertime. Problem is, a lot of shows have been pushed back, not only a year back, but like 2 years back. With all the festivals that they normally have in Europe during the summertime, which is, you know, just really crazy. So Joey Vera may be busy with another project that he actually committed to 2 years ago. So that could be a reason that we may not be able to do some dates in summer because he may be busy. But we'll just have to wait and see. You know, I mean, like I said, we'd love to get back to Europe. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to Japan and do some dates because we really haven't done a proper tour of Japan. I'd love to get back to South America. Just some of these territories are still trying to work themselves out with touring and dates, you know, based on that COVID thing.
We're
hoping that, you know, Europe is even, you know, struggling a little bit to get shows back. And probably in America is really the territory that's happening, you know, the quickest. And even we know that some of this is not moving as quick as a lot of artists want. I mean, you know, musicians have been waiting a long time to play, man. People are salivating. And then I just heard that Faith No More just canceled a bunch of their dates, you know, because for whatever reason, Mike Patton wasn't up to going out, which is a shame because it's such a great band. And, you know, I don't know what the reasons are, but, you know, people are just struggling to get, you know, shows booked, shows played, and have it coincide with feeling comfortable and safe about playing too. So, you know, it's a lot of juggling out there.
We're talking with John Bush of Armored Saint. The new CD, DVD, Symbol of Salvation Live, comes out tomorrow on Metal Blade. John, let's clear up some rumors, loose ends, and other tidbits. I heard something recently. You threw the idea around possibly doing some shows celebrating the Anthrax era.
I'm trying to make something happen. There's a couple things in the works, but it's just I'm still waiting to find out if the artists that I might go out and do something with are actually going to do their tour. Again, back to what I was just saying.
Yeah.
Some things have been pushed back, but there is a couple things in the works, and I do want to do that. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think it's the timing seems to be kind of right, and you know, I love those records, and you know, the band doesn't really play any material from that, understandably so, but you know, I don't want them to just kind of fall into the vault of nothingness. I would like to, you know, say, hey, let's do some stuff and have people remember how great those records were. And And it'll be fun to sing those songs. So it's just a matter of logistics. Again, I'm trying to work some stuff out to see if I can. I've been talking to Paul Crook, who I want to have be part of this band if I do it, and be really the guy that kind of is the musical director behind it. Me and him have been speaking a lot, and we have some ideas for other musicians, and it's just a matter of, like I said, putting it all together, and some of it is contingent on other artists that we'd probably go out and support. But I'm open to it, and it's no longer really a pipe dream. It's a little more than a pipe dream.
Well, good. That would be great. You know, something like that would be fun. I would love to go see that, because you're right. Those albums, Sound of White Noise, Volume 8, Threat is Real. I'm like, you know, we've come for you all. I love that period.
Well, like I said, I've made a few more mental steps towards it, because I know that it's kind of on me to do it. And sometimes, especially like when it comes to Saint, Joey is kind of the leader of the band, and he takes the reins on a lot of things. So for a while, I think I was just like, the responsibility on this, because it'll be mine.
Yeah.
And it was probably a little daunting, but I'm ready to embrace it now. And I want it to be, if I go out and do it, I want it to be right. That's all, as anybody, does when they do a tour or anything. And a couple things are, like I said, are really kind of basing it on whether or not that feels right to do it. So if it comes together and it feels right, and it seems like the right circumstance, I want to do it, because it'll be fun. I love those songs, and I love singing those songs. And like I said, they've kind of, put to a hibernation period, which is fine, but it could be time to have people hear them again in a live setting, and I think it would be fun for fans.
I want to comment on, I was down in a show research rabbit hole, and I came across, again, I haven't seen it in years, the Metallica 30th anniversary clip of you doing Four Horsemen. That was intense, man. Talk a little bit about the reality. How close were you to really joining that band?
Probably not all that close. It was, as I've told people numerous times in my life, that it was such an early stage of my career. Armored Saint was a club band at that point. We were just kind of getting started, but we were starting to have a lot of momentum. We were gaining a lot of traction in the city and in Orange County, and we were getting popular, and it was cool, because we were kind of a self-made band, and we had this theory that we were going to get signed 50 shows, and we're going to get signed in less than 50 gigs. That was kind of like our goal. and we actually achieved that. It was cool, but I worked at my day job at that point was, I worked at the main office of Public Storage, and it was like, I was the guy who worked in the warehouse, and I would, in the stock room, and I would send supplies to all the various public storages throughout the country. But I had access to this monster Xerox machine. And so we would make flyers, and I would just go in there, trying to be sly and make thousands of flyers. And that was one of the ways that we actually gained a lot of popularity, is just passing out flyers at shows all over the city. And it really helped. And so Saint was getting popular. And of course, Metallica had a reputation and a name, and they were probably ahead of us for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we were doing well, and as I tell everybody, me and the guys in Armored Saint, even at that point, had such a long history of a friendship, because Joey Gonzo and I have known each other since we're about 8 or 9 years old. I mean, obviously Phil and Gonzo are brothers, so we already had an established relationship at that point of like 10 years. Nothing comparable to the 50-year relationship we still have, but it was established, and we were good friends, and we were believing in our band. So for me to like go, I'm out of here, I'm leaving, I'm gonna quit and go join this band that I don't know that much about, but they seem popular and cool, and they were, it just didn't really register for me to do that. It would seem like a weird decision to do that, because I was happy with my band. So, again, always eternally grateful that they considered me for that. And, as I say in in many interviews, and I still talk about it all the time, that I never really ever imagined anybody singing for Metallica other than James Hetfield. You know, James is the voice that was meant to be in Metallica. I don't need that pressure that, you know, I was the voice and I could have altered heavy metal. I don't need that, man. I'm too insecure for that.
It's a lot, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. But you know what? Again, I'm honored. It was a great thing to do, the 30-year anniversary thing. It was great. It was incredible. Those whole shows were just a lot of fun, period, to be there. And Saint opened that one, and then I ended up doing the Four Horsemen. And it was awesome. It was immortalized, you know, and it was great. It sounded awesome. I had a lot of preparation for that to make it sound great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pulled it off, I think, and it was fun.
The amount of metal guys that were there, King Diamond, Mustaine was there.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lou Reed was there. Lou Reed was there, Marianne Faithfull, Kid Rock. I mean, it was more than just metal guys. It was crazy. It was a wild show. And that was just a one day. You know, it was every day. It was 4 days.
I consider your band and all these bands, like, they're like old friends. And, you know, I go back to Armored Saint from the mid-80s, Can You Deliver? You know, I was there right at that beginning. And just, you know, I'm a big fan of Metallica, big fan of Armored Saint, Anthrax, all the guys. I'm not one of those guys like, oh, fuck that, the new stuff. You know, I support the new stuff. So kudos to you, John Bush.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's... You know, there's a lot of artists have been around a long time, and they're still making new music. And look, you got to compete. It is a competitive thing, because you're not only competing with other artists and other bands, but you're competing with yourself and your own legacy. And you know, people love the nostalgia of remembering back to the 80s and the 90s or whatever, because it's the past, and there's always going to be this nostalgic thing. I feel it too for the artists I like. You know, I feel it too, and sometimes I'm even hesitant towards the new albums. You know, I'm a little skeptical or cautious, but you do want to give artists who are still making new music a chance and listen to those albums, and you know, and you're going to always compare them probably to the albums of the past. But if you at least give them the chance, then they could prove to you that whether the material stands up, or if it's just like, they made a record to go out and do some touring and it's not too good. So, you know, at least I can always speak on behalf of Saint, but our goal is to make records that are they stand on their own now. You know what I mean? Like, we're not just making albums where it's like, well, we haven't a chance to make an album. And if we do that, we can go do some days. No, we want these records because... music is immortal, you know. Gigs are kind of fleeting, but the records will be here way past us, you know, way after I'm dead, and that, you know, people are going to look, how was this record 20 years and 30 years into the career? Was it as good? And, you know, you'll be those will be the things that people will evaluate. And I really think it's important to make amazing music now too. And you know, it's funny because like blues guys, you know, those guys are jazz guys. They kind of ripen, you know, with age. But, you know, it seems like in rock and roll, once you get to a certain age, people start going, the new material. You know, they're a little bit more skeptical. But, you know, you got to prove it to people and say, hey, this new music is amazing. Give it a shot.
Well, it's, you know, you can't write like a 22-year-old when you're in your mid-50s.
You're right. You
know too much. Back then, that was their ceiling, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
You've gotten to that point, and then the next album was your new ceiling.
Right. Yeah, well, it's true. Yeah, I mean, it's never going to be, because it's all new to you, like you said, when you're 22, 25, everything is still fresh and new. So when you are older, you gotta dig deep and find out things that are inspiring to you, and look, I mean, you want to take the origins of what your band is vital, because that's what you are. That's what the roots of your trip, and you want it. You never want to really lose that, but you still gotta. You don't want to just kind of repeat yourself, because then that just, you know, that's kind of throwing in the towel to me. You want to find something new to inspire you, and that's the goal, and that's the challenge. So,
well, the band Armored Saint. Let's not forget about Punch in the Sky. Lone Wolf video just came out this summer. It's the third one.
fourth, technically. Fourth video, actually.
From Punch in the Sky?
We had Missile to Gun, End of the Attention Span, Standing on the Shoulders of Giants, and Lone Wolf. So we have actually four videos. It's like we're some big band from the 80s. Like, you know, we're Billy Idol or Huey Lewis or something. You know, we think we are.
When did Standing come out? I didn't even...
Oh, Giants was the second video that came out. Yeah, come on, bud. You gotta keep up.
Jesus. All right. Well, I better do my heavy metal homework a little better.
Nah, all right. You can go look at it and go, oh, cool.
And I love that song. That's a great album. Too. Not just stroking. That's a great album.
No, but thank you.
Tomorrow, the new one, Symbol of Salvation Live, DVD, CD on Metal Blade. Well, get down to your local record store and buy the physical. Go old school. Bring it home.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Read it. What's the packaging like? Is it a big packaging kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, digipack on CD, you know, on vinyl as well. You know, yeah, go to your local record stores, if there are some, and support local music. I mean, local record stores, that's really important. I think that's pivotal now.
All right. Well, John, good luck on those dates at the end of the year. You know, we'll do everything up here at Metal Mayhem ROC to support the cause, and we appreciate you starting out your day with us.
Thank you very much, brother. Thanks always for the support you give. And, you know, stay safe, stay healthy, and, you know, use that music for a nice cathartic escape.
There you go. All right, have a great day, bud. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What a cool guy, John Bush. It's the second time I had a chance to interview him, and he's just really down to earth. He's a huge baseball fan, and we appreciate him coming in and, you know, talking. So again, the album Symbol of Salvation Live, I've had it for about a month. A lot of energy. The production is great. We're going to end the show with a track from that, Rain of Fire. But I just want to remind you to, again, visit podchaser.com. Put in the Metal Mayhem ROC podcast in the search box. Leave a review, rate the show. That kind of stuff really does help. Okay, well, let's get out of here. I'm the Vernomatic Metal Mayhem ROC. Talk to you next week, folks. Keep it heavy. Explode!
Metal for life.
Thanks for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at metalmayhemroc.com and metalforever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone, even your non-metal friends. Catch us next time on WLFE-DB Radio.